You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
Three. It's too late now. Oh, it works.
Oh, it really does work.
I've unmuted you.
Everyone's probably like, this bitch again.
No, what I love is that as soon as the intro comes on, you lean forward and moan. Like, everyone's going to like turn it on. It's just going to be like,
ugh. Who wasn't even like that?
Do you know what I realized the other day? Because we had someone, so okay, on Spotify, you can leave comments after you listen into an episode, right? And we had someone who left a comment on one of our recent episodes, but it was their first ever ep that they listen to. And in my mind, I'm thinking,
oh dear.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How?
My condolences.
Yeah, like you've come in at a point time where we really have just like
a little bit unhinged.
We are so unhinged.
We no longer give a fuck.
There is no context into our personalities.
I mean, we're aligned and unfiltered.
She loved it. She said she's going to listen in again. So that was
like
really cool.
I want to sit down, the three of us, and actually read our comments because I only know if you send me something.
Yeah, I love reading them.
I think that's a good idea.
I love knowing.
Maybe that can be our 1 year celebration.
Oh, yes. I love
Which, by the way, is today.
It's today.
We're so chill about it. We're literally sitting at breakfast. We're like, oh, hey, we started a year ago.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday.
No, I hate that song.
Honestly, just singing happy birthday in general is
it's
the
so
most
weird.
Uncomfortable. Like, don't do it. Why?
Can I just say this episode is about death. Why are we talking about celebrating life?
Because life and death is a cycle.
Energy is always changing forms, right? Birthday and death day is the beginning and the end of a cycle.
It definitely is.
You can't have life without death. It is a necessary balance.
Fun fact, you actually only have one birthday in your life.
Yeah.
Everything thereafter is an anniversary of when you were born.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never thought about it like that. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're only birthed once.
Mm.
You only come out of a vagina once.
In this life.
In this life.
All right, let's
so that, so as an introduction.
That is a good segue. That's a good segue.
Yeah, not our best, but we'll get there. So as an introduction, we're going to be talking about death today and what happens when we die in particular.
It's when not going to be grueling. You're like, what happens
when we die? Your voice shook a bit. I'm like, is she nervous?
You know what I just sounded like?
What?
Rose in Titanic. It's been
I love that meme.
Right.
I didn't mean to sound like that.
That's so
anyways.
Good. Okay. So we're talking about death.
I feel like it's actually a really simple answer.
Yeah.
Do we just say it?
Okay. Start off with simplicity and then we'll break it down.
Well, you don't actually die.
You never die.
Your soul, like, I feel like there's this saying and I don't know where it's come from, but I'll say it. Energy doesn't die, it just changes forms.
Nikola Tesla.
Okay, thank you.
I'm pretty sure.
So just to clarify, because we can see where the brains are going.
Yeah.
So your human vessel, that
obviously
ceased to exist in that moment of death, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
But your soul continues on.
Yeah, to its next lesson.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Our souls basically go into each lifetime with particular lessons that it signed up to. So basically when your physical
vessel,
body needs to, or when it's your time in this lifetime, your soul moves on, but you don't actually, like your physical body technically does die, but they say you pass away for a reason. You pass on to the next thing. So you technically don't really die.
Well, your soul doesn't die.
Yeah.
I'm about to fuck shit up.
Go. Okay.
You actually just stop existing on this particular timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you, yeah, okay, yeah.
You do stop, you just stop existing on this timeline. You are already still existing on an infinite amount of other timelines.
I think we spoke about this last ep or one of the eps that we spoke about our existence on multiple timelines.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, 100%.
We did speak about it. Okay, this is the quote that I was looking for that you just said. You didn't just say it, but this is the quote I was thinking of. Death does not exist. And with that. Why are we laughing?
Go. I'll behave myself. Go.
Death does not exist. And with that very knowledge, the fear of it disappears. And remember, no man who existed died. They turned into light and as such still exist.
Can you repeat that? My brain is not.
Okay. Beauty. Death does not exist. And with that very knowledge, the fear of it disappears. And remember, no man who existed died. They turned into light and as such still exist. The secret is that these light particles return to original state, return to one of the previous energies. So this is Nikola Tesla basically stating that everything is energy, right? Mm. Absolutely everything, material, non-material, whatever. Everything is energy, including ourselves. We are made up of millions of particles of energy that form who we are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And energy never dies. So if we stop existing physically, we still continue to exist on all other levels within all of our other bodies. But that non-physical form of ourselves can then move back into a physical state on another timeline.
I think there's a lot of fear because there's this concept that we have been told to believe, like the whole heaven and hell type concept, right? And it creates this fear within people because it leaves this lingering unknown of what happens after. And as humans, when we don't allow ourselves to grasp a concept that is really quite simple when you break it down, instead we put ourselves into this like this rabbit hole of, oh shit, like what happens? Like what happens to me? Like what is, am I going to heaven? Am I going to hell? Like it scares the shit out of us. And it's hard to get out of that and see that it actually is a really simple answer.
But more than anything, I think the fear of death itself is the fear of the unknown, because that is one thing in life that nobody can answer with 100,000,000,000% clarity, like knowing for sure, because you don't have people die and come back and say, oh, hey, this is what it was like. By the way, you know, what's up? You die and that's it. You're gone from this timeline. But let me go back, because there are a few things that I wanted to like touch on from what you've just said. So firstly, we want to reinforce that everybody has their own personal beliefs around death, which is completely valid. Start off
with it. Oh yeah, we probably should have.
Yeah. That's okay. It's like totally valid. Everybody will have different views, opinions, beliefs. And that's so valid and, you know, cool. Whatever else. I'm gonna come in with a religious perspective,
cool,
based on my faith, which is Christianity. So for me, one of the things that I struggled with growing up was the concept of heaven and hell. And that's what we've been taught and conditioned to believe, that, you know, like you're a good person, you go to heaven, you're a bad person, you go to hell. And a lot of people still sit in that belief as well. What I learnt on my personal journey is that heaven and hell, in the biblical sense, and I'm going to like go biblical sense, are metaphorical. So eternal life is your soul never dying. Like that's the representation. When we say eternal life, it means your soul never dies. You have eternal life because your soul is everlasting. As it was mentioned before, but when we die, our soul continues its journey. The concept of heaven is kind of like, okay, well, what did you do on this journey? What did you achieve in this lifetime? What were your beliefs? What kind of person were you? Did you live in accordance with, you know, your lessons that you came here to learn? Were you a kind person? Were you supportive and grateful and doing all the things that mentally and emotionally you should have been doing to be a good person, to support
the frequency of our earth to support the frequency of our collective? Or did you spend your life out of alignment and, you know, not doing all the things that you should have been doing?
Or not even just being the person you went to earth to be.
To be, not fulfilling your soul contract, pretty much. So what I've learned over time is that when we live in accordance with our alignment, when we find ourselves, when we fulfill our lessons, the concept of heaven is within our next lifetime, we come back evolved. We come back in a state where, okay, you've already learnt those lessons. Your soul progresses onto its next journey and you don't have to relive those lessons.
Yeah.
Whereas the concept of hell, you know, the burning and the flames and everything else, it's you come back continuously repeating. Like imagine Groundhog Day, right? Your soul comes back to repeat those same lessons in different forms, in different ways, until it does what it's supposed to do.
Until you learn and properly integrate the lesson.
Exactly right. Yeah. And that's where the concept of hell comes in. That's where it's like, okay, well, you haven't done what you were supposed to do. And it's, I guess, when people associate hell with torture and all those kind of things, imagine how frustrating it would be for you to kind of go, why don't things ever go my – like, imagine spending your life going, nothing ever goes my way. Like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And you're feeling like you're constantly repeating the same cycles and the same patterns. Like, that in itself is, like, the little bit of a, I guess, personal hell that you tend to live in.
That's a really good way of explaining
it. It's like torture in the metaphorical sense.
Exactly right. So mentally and like your mental, emotional and spiritual bodies.
Yeah.
And sometimes even your physical body. It's like you have to continue to repeat those cycles and those patterns until you understand that you're the only person who can break yourself out of them, and you start to live in alignment and you start to live in accordance with what your soul came here to do. So that's something that I've learned over the past few years, and I've seen it time and time again, and I can see it with people like that I work with on a daily basis as well. And it's really interesting to me that, like, let me think of my wording because this is a bit touchy. But it's interesting to me that we've been taught to take that in the literal sense that, you know, you...
I think that's where the fear really gets stuck in. And then it gets to a point where people break it down to, like, the little things that we do. That is bad. That is good. And then that's it.
Yeah, everything is layered and complex, right? And if you think about it, if living in accordance with the Christian beliefs, and I know this isn't like a religious episode or anything like that, but I'm going to give this context for people who feel like they need to hear it, right? Living in accordance with those Christian beliefs, if you're living in accordance with that, then you understand that God does not punish. He is not somebody who comes to like send his wrath down if you haven't done.
Can you take my headphones off? Help me! Guys, this is serious. There's chocolate everywhere.
Take a photo of her.
It melted. All right, be our back. You keep going. This is really good.
She's got it on her teeth as well. How am I supposed to take this seriously
Hold
now?
On, just a bit of context for what happened. Danielle, we have snacks on the table, and Daniela took a little block of dark chocolate and put it on her laptop. Oh my god, that is so fucking funny.
Oh my god.
Anyways, what were you saying?
I don't. Oh, okay. Hold on. All right. So if you,
I'm just gonna mute myself for a second.
Fuck, we were getting like real deep there, and then all of a sudden it's like
Okay.
So if you look at it from that religious perspective, you understand that God does not
intend to punish. He loves everybody regardless of their sins, regardless of what they've done within this lifetime. So if you think about it like that, why would God put you in an eternal hell?
Mm.
Because you haven't learnt your lessons. Like, that's not – he's somebody who offers the opportunity to learn from mistakes, to grow through love and through, you know, all that is good. Do you know what I mean?
And I feel like the concept of heaven and hell is just a metaphor for karma.
Yeah, exactly, like, right. Exactly, right.
I feel like it was like put in place for – well, it was taught for people to understand, mm-hmm, if you do good,
good returns.
If good returns, that's karma.
Yeah.
If you don't do good, if you do shit, yes, things by people, that's going to return to you.
For sure. But you that's see heaven that, and hell. Yeah. But you see that not even in just like that faith within Christianity. You see that within all religions.
Well, it's
you
a
see
universal
that,
law.
Exactly right. It's a universal law, and every kind of religion has interpreted it differently, but at its very core, when it comes to death, it's about, okay, well, when you die, we're gonna look at what has your soul done within this lifetime, what has your soul achieved, what has your soul, like, what lessons has it learnt, what have you not completely understood yet, what needs to be revisited, so that when the soul itself comes back and comes to that place of being like full circle, when it then steps into its new cycle, is it going into an evolved state, or is it going into a state where we're going to just kind of repeat this lifetime and you're going to go through the same lessons and you need to kind of achieve them differently? Literally think of The Good Place. Has anyone watched The Good Place?
It's The Good Place.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
They say that TV shows like real life, right?
Yeah. That's probably
the best way to explain it. Like, they repeat the lessons over and over again until they've learned.
Because remember, and I know we've spoken about this previously on the podcast as well, where our soul, we know that our soul signs up for this, right? And it signs up for this experience because it wants to understand the complexity of our human emotions, the complexity of, or the layered versions of the self. And so each time it moves through these experiences, it's always with a very specific purpose and intention. It's not just for like the heck of the fun of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When I think of like our soul choosing our lifetime or our particular incarnation, I think of it as like, I don't like this example because I didn't enjoy my time at uni, but I'm just thinking like when you get to uni, you're like, oh, this is what I want to be learning, this is what I want to be doing, this looks interesting, I'll be able to like go to this place and this place. That's kind of like when your soul is choosing a lifetime, like that's how I relate it to our our human thing. Your soul's like, okay, well, what lessons do I need to learn, and what do I need to evolve further, what do I need to go through to evolve further, and then that's how it chooses the life, like the incarnation it wants to go into.
That's cool.
Like, it's driven by our soul.
Yeah, I think also because humans are so unique, like the human experience is so unique. And who wouldn't want to experience this? Because if we were at the soul version of self all the time, right, detached from the human vessel, like we know and we don't need all of this, right? It's completely whole as
this
self.
This is fun.
Right?
This is fun.
What's fun?
Life. The human version.
Yeah, this is exactly. Like, you get to experience something so differently.
But this is a good reminder as well. If you're somebody who's constantly like, you know, living in that space of, I need to do this, I need to get this done. Like, life is so serious and it's on schedule and it's on time and it has to be X, Y, and Z. Then maybe this is a good point of reflection to remind you that you actually just came here to have an experience.
And you're driving your experience.
Lean into those human senses.
Yeah. Do you know what else is really important with this, if we're talking about leaning into the humanness of everything, is if you feel like you're someone who gets caught up in like the
shit.
The shit, but also like the stereotypical box of how to be like spiritual, for example. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
If you feel like you're someone who gets caught up in that, it's really important to remember that you are human. It's impossible to be living in this like other plane constantly and always acting and being and showing up in a certain way. Like, bro, that doesn't work.
If you were meant to do that in this lifetime, you wouldn't have come here as a human.
No.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be so evolved.
Just chill.
Just be human. Just be for fuck's human. Sake.
Point of the story is to not forget that we are human.
Yeah, that's really important. We tend to get lost in so many different ways. And also, this is another really important thing. Stop wasting your time on things that don't matter.
Mm.
Like, do you really think that when your time comes, your soul's going to go, oh, look at that. You worked 4,672 hours. Like, great job. None of that shit matters.
Mm.
None of it matters. Yes, you're in a state where you're experiencing a human life. So that does come with requirements. It comes with bills. It comes with like,
yeah,
you know,
of course,
commitments. Stuff, it comes with the human stuff. But at the same time, like, if you're not enjoying it, what's the point?
Mm.
Make space for you. Make that time for you. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Do you know what question I can hear people ask, and maybe this is a good place to wrap up, is like the question of, okay, well, if a loved one has passed on, how can I communicate with them if they've reincarnated?
That's literally what I was like. I literally was like, when you said, when we wrap up, I was like, no, we're going to ask that question first.
Guys, I'm like, deja vu, but did we not just record an episode on this?
Probably. Okay, maybe
say
not.
It anyway.
Who knows?
Like, I swear to you, but it's important and it's relevant to say it. But I'm like freaking out because I'm like, am I making this shit up?
But
no, I think that we spoke about this in our workshop.
We spoke about it
in the workshop.
We did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go. That's
true. Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in the. Anyway. I can think of the conversation now.
Okay. You know.
Yep.
All right. So. As we say all the time, right? Infinite timelines. So right now we're existing on so many different timelines. There are so many different versions of ourselves and everything is just exactly as it needs to be. Now when we pass on this physical plane, our soul continues to exist whilst still existing on those other timelines. So it is still possible for us to connect with our past loved ones because their soul does not cease to exist on this plane, yet at the same time, they are capable of existing on other planes.
Yeah.
And I know that that can be a little bit of a head fuck when we don't understand the concept of timelines or quantum physics. Who does understand quantum physics? Like, let's be real.
Not me.
Sheldon Cooper.
My brain. Anyways.
But that's the most simple answer.
I think that you explained that beautifully.
That's the most simple answer because time in itself doesn't exist. Everything is happening right at this very moment.
Time. Yeah.
And that's how we continue. But when we die,
you don't actually
die.
Bye guys.
So wait, is there a reflection question? No.
What do you want to come back as when you die?
Oh,
like
a dog.
Or we did nothing to deserve dogs. Oh, but don't they have like a
they have like a 3-day lifespan?
Doesn't matter.
3 week.
Like make the most of it.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Come back as this chip.
That's being eaten. Okay.
I think I want to be a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'd like to be a bee.
A bee.